Begin the current daf and set the yevamis daf kofi test. Begin on the days. Begin the test matzah. Begin the gemara. But chazaka le odaf and the gears is kiyuba. Chazaka is not as strong as raiv. Rosh Tosfos says lebetzarach. You didn't have to say le odaf. That's not better because I feel odaf. Miroiv nashim misavis biyodis. Even though chazaka would be better than the majority of women that are pregnant and have children, become akum yishlachos. You would still have to be concerned because there are meir chayshlam yudz. Meir is concerned by the miyud, and that itself would be enough. So it doesn't even have to be better. It could just be significant enough. You're right, says I'm just saying the truth, to let out the middle, but that's not better than the right. But even if it was, we would still have to be concerned. Next says Mata begins with the words the Gemara, Samach Miuta Lechazaka. If you put the minority together with the Chazaka, so it evens it out of the Palgo Palgo. And therefore, we have to be concerned. So on that, Tais is bothered. You tell me that that's why she cannot do get married or do yibum because you have to be concerned either way. But if you're going to say, take a second look. It says because the perek bas of the kedushin, last perek in kedushin, pay him out. Perek kis adam mechulim da pay vav menav. Be tinik shenim zvitzad isa. We have a child that we find at the side of the dough. I mean, we say, okay, samach miyuto. We could rely on the minority day metapik in the dough, playing around with the dough. Leches kis tar together with the presumption of the dough that it was tar, and therefore basically rubas that diminishes the majority of that. Most children are tummy. And therefore, metan leis, we're going to say that the dough is going to be tar. So if so, so it sounds like when you put the miyut to the chazaka, then that actually outweighs the majority. So, and therefore, although the majority should make it tummy, we're going to say no, it's going to be tar. Problem is, here the Gemara tells us that it says that when you have this the meat and the chazaka, it's actually going to make it not outweigh the majority. It's only going to make it 50-50, and therefore we have to be stringent. So Bemer Ben Chami says, no, it's not true. The tinnik have a dabish imadas nishal. That Gemara over there is talking about a child that does not have the intelligence to ask him what happened. But mistaken tar, therefore the doubt is always tar, because that's halacha b'chlal that we learn out from Saita, which is the source of this halacha, that's only someone that can be asked. If not, we actually presume it to be tar. And therefore, v'lo b'shas yachad, even in private domain, which usually sabik b'shas yachad is tamei, halacha yisraelu, but that's why it diminishes the majority by having the mita chazaka. Not because it's actually stronger than the right, because it's like palga palga, like a Gemara says, which is a sabik. And since there's no dastly shah, so different subjects going to be tar. You know, it's not to bring the Gemara safer. The case of the safer, however, is chazaka l'shuk, b'rub l'shuk. The chazaka was that she could marry if she wants. And the raven that she could marry if she wants. So Rabbi Yitzchak, that makes the fact if there's a boy over here, a minority of a minority, and for a minority, we're not concerned even for him here. The hikshav l'chazim b'chana asked, if that's the case, the b'chari is already asked from this Gemara. From this halacha, and the third peg mechayz of chavim beizal Rabbi Yeshua, the chayish of Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua is concerned for the minority. That's what the Gemara says over there. And that the Gemara asks, I b'halacha in our sugi, and this topic, the chayish of Yehuda is not concerned for the minority. So it says, what do you mean? B'halacha ikam Yehuda demita lochayish. The reason why he's not concerned over here is because it's not a regular minority, it's a minority of a minority. So what's the Gemara asking over there? So Baturity answers, the atzim alei is lochazaka. The fact that the woman went out full, pregnant, so that actually diminishes the chazaka. So in other words, we're saying that you have the chazaka, but it's not such a strong chazaka. So we're saying chazaka and the right, that makes a bit weird. It's not really chazaka. Because it's a fetus in our womb. Still, you're not concerned. So the Gemara considers it like only a minority, not a minority of a minority. Since the Tanakama is forbidden when she goes out full. So again, that's why the Gemara was asking about it. Another question Rabbi Chana asks is the Tanakama Rabbi Shua. The Tanakam Rabbi Shua, that he says, yes, Malay Chashesh, that if she goes out pregnant, we are concerned. And the Chashin Miyut were concerned for the minority, obviously, like a Chazaka Ba'adei, although there's no Chazaka with that. The difficulty is, Bereisha Gabi Isha, Shalach Ba'al B'tzorah, Zaman Nizyam, in the case of the Reisha, when the husband and the co-wife go overseas, and you don't know if the Tzara gave birth. So the Gemara explained that even if there's a majority for this, that the Tzara gave birth, because most women are pregnant and give birth, even so we don't rely on the majority, because the Chazaka that she chayav yibum. And boy chazaka b'had the meat. You need a chazaka with the meat, because if not, we go after the majority. We wouldn't be concerned for just the meat. Whereas by the safe, we see that according to the Kama, we are concerned for the meat, and that's even if there's no chazaka with that. So Teretz Rebbe Chana answers, says the vade le boy chazaka b'had the meat. You're right. You don't need a chazaka with the meat. B'had not going to be in the relation chazaka b'had the meat. Why do we say in the relation we have a chazaka with the meat? Libby not. You don't really need it. Yes, we take chazaka m'sat l'rib. We only just don't need the other way. We don't want the chazaka assisting the rib. So it's not like we need the chazak, we just don't want it to go the other way. It does about miyad, because then the miyad would be miyad dimiyad, minority of the minority, and then according to everyone, we would not be concerned with the miyad. And that's why he's asking this whole idea that Gemara is saying that wherever you have the rib and the chazakah, that makes the mir a mir de miyuta. Even a mir would not be concerned with that mir. So again, since you have to look at this, it's going to be given this based on Nike. By the cheese of based on Nike. Also, Rameh says, 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 because most of the calves, that's a lot of operators are in that city, or part of the Gemara asks, my year to drive. What do you mean? What if the majority of the meat, even the minority, also the Rameh has a muta, because Rameh is concerned with the minority. So it says, my question, what's the most question with that? Given the Rameh Gomes and Nishchadim, since most of the calves are not slaughtered, probably the Zaram, in general, the Chazakam, the Chalav, the Cheskeshati, and the presumption of the milk that has a presumption of that is permitted. It's only now that we're not sure. Maybe this that you put you curdled the milk was from a calf to a slaughter by the zara. You can't. If that's the case, it's liruba. So you that's a flaw of the raif kedamahach, like we said over here. So Tosfos doesn't have an answer for this question. That how do we understand the Gemara over there? That why should it be forbidden? And because you have Ruba and the Chazaka, I mean, it's in such a situation, to meet Dimiut, and the Birmei is not conservative. So why is the Gemara there saying that we should be conservative according to Birmei? Next, it's not the Gemara, Shiesh La'id Masur B'chulu. So actually, the one that has Edim is going to be forbidden because she has Hartzar, she has the Har Yavim, the other one does not have. Which says, Timur, it's 1-3, my question, what's actually teaching us? It seems to be pretty obvious, Halacha. It's just an interesting case. So since you have a Shemesh Min, maybe someone tells the last one, ha, maybe that you don't make one forbidden because of the other one. In other words, if you allow the one that doesn't have the Edom, you might come to permit even the one that has the Edom. That's what telling you that we're not concerned with that. So next test master begins to go, my time is Rebbe Lazar, what's the reason Rebbe Lazar, Mishim Lekso, because you know, Tzar Me'id Lachaber Tebuchul. Because a Tzar could testify for the other one, or is it because, you know, because she wouldn't ruin herself. Says Taisa, Tim Lazar, it's a 1-3. Am I a little polygrip Lazar, Be'id Lachaber? Why does Rebbe Lazar disagree in the other pair, enough, because I'm not going to call them one Laida? He said, everyone is permitted to testify for the woman to get remarried, because Mecham Azam Chol, except for five women. Because Chashim, and the mention, said also, Be'ivim, and that's the cases that Rebbe Lazar is permitting. And Be'ir Rebbe Lazar, I love us an intimate son, even if you say he's talking about only after the Tzar got married herself, and therefore should not believe just like that, Mecham Mokam is still literally going to be Demes Bali. You should disagree regarding the case of when my husband died, then my mother-in-law died, then my father-in-law died. Tinasi that we say the halacha of should get remarried because my sister, but the mother-in-law is forbidden. It should have said, but laws of law says it's not forbidden. Kibushin has a couple because the daughter-in-law got remarried. Like even according to the second option, Agama. So why didn't they disagree in the previous parak? So it says when earlier it appears to be like the mekeka period. The el bader shatzar yivama bo lahoid al chaber. There is come up with it. Tzara or the yivama is coming to testify explicitly for her colleague, for her friend. In the least, the man is have a little yeah, according to the laws, of course we shouldn't believe her because they hate each other. She's not coming to intend to testify for a friend. They'll ask me, she's testifying for herself. Well, Melan, the man's also awesome. By default, therefore, Rebbe Lazar says we believe her for the co-wife. Keep it, she's not intending to testify for a friend, but of course, he wouldn't disagree with the halacha of the previous pact.